And welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. 48 medical marijuana dispensaries is the most the city of Lansing will allow. The city council is set to make it official tonight. Some residents feel that's too many, but the decision involves some legal considerations. To find out more, I'm joined by Lansing City Attorney Brig Smith. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Michael. Appreciate it.
Now, part of the reason for choosing 48 was that this is the current number of registered dispensaries before the moratorium took effect. What's the legal concern of lowering that number and forcing some to close up shop?
Well, the way I look at it as city attorney is it's my job to assess risk. It's the policymaker's job to take risks. And the least amount of risk legally is if we include a number like 48, that will encompass everybody who's got a claim for some existing medical marijuana establishment. So I'm very comfortable defending 48. I'm a decent litigator. I used to do it for a living, so I don't mind going to court. In fact, I enjoy it when I get to do it. So if push comes to shove and we have to go, we can go. But I'm very comfortable with 48.
Now, in terms of the risk involved, then, let's say if the limit was lowered and a dispensary or two would have to close, what kind of legal action could they take and what could the financial implication be to the city?
Yeah, the way that I would outline it, I like to use black and white before getting the shades of gray. And so the black and white is this. I think 48 is very clearly as safe can be. I think it makes good sense for a number of reasons. And it keeps the city well protected. In fact, if that's the number and it continues to be the number, I really don't see any litigation coming. On the opposite end of the spectrum, if the number's zero, well, we've got an issue, and we're going to be in court probably because we're goring a lot of people, a lot of people's oxes at that point. In between, that's the gray area. And, you know, how much is too much? How few is too few? I think the answer here, as elsewhere, is it depends. And you just have to hope that if the answer is it depends, that your humble city attorney can do his duty in court if called upon.
Well, what about communities that have completely banned dispensaries? What have their legal implications been?
Well, I think it depends on the communities. There's a number of ways that they've done it or tried to do it. And, my brethren and sister and city attorney in southeastern Michigan are finding out right now. They've got a lawsuit pending. I think they will probably come out on the losing end of that because I think their approach was a little too clever by half. I think we've taken a very good, very balanced approach here to the issue, and I think it's a good ordinance. I think it'll be a good resolution. I think it'll be a good approach to a novel issue here in the state of Michigan.
Some residents are saying 48. I mean, that is quite a large number of dispensaries for a single city, certainly the size of Lansing. Is there some concern that 48 may be, in fact, too many?
Well, I certainly hear that. If you talk to the neighborhood groups or certainly the neighbors who live around a medical marijuana establishment, they will say that that number is too high. If you talk to the establishments and the folks who are in the industry, the number is too low, which is why, again, I say I think that what we've come up with here, at least from a legal standpoint, is very well considered, very well balanced, and I think takes into account all of these competing policy concerns. I'm very comfortable with the approach legally, and I have no problem whatsoever defending it if that need ever arises. And again, don't think that it will, but if it does, I think I'm up to the task.
What kind of legal limits does the city of Lansing have in dictating the way medical marijuana dispensaries run their business?
Well, that's a really good question. There are a number of things that we can do because we're a home rule city. We have general police power under the Home Rule City Act. Our zoning and police power allow us to regulate medical marijuana establishments, but there's a number of things we can't do. I say when I give these talks that local governments are at once the most important and least important level of government in dealing with this issue. We're the most important because we're there in the front lines. We're the ones that have to address the issues as they arise and come up with some solution for them. But we're the least important in the sense that we have the fewest tools to do anything about it. The federal government, of course, is the 800-pound gorilla. They can say, well, we still find medical marijuana, whether you call it medical or not, to be illegal, and we'll still prosecute. The state can say, well, here's the statute, here are the powers under the statute, and we prosecuting attorneys or the attorney general will come in and enforce it thus and such. We don't get to, as a local, have any say in what the feds or the state do. And that's by design. So I always answer that question by saying we are at once the most and least important level in this process and the most and least important piece of this puzzle.
I'm talking to Lansing City Attorney Briggs Smith. Now, the city is clearly going through a tough economic time with deep cuts to the police and fire departments. How is the city's legal department faring?
We're the Marine Corps of City Hall. We're accustomed to doing less with more, or more with less, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing just fine. This has been a really interesting issue for us all to tackle, and we've enjoyed doing it.
You know, we don't often hear about the city's legal situations. Are there any significant legal issues that you're currently involved in outside of this medical marijuana issue?
Well, that's because we're good at what we do, and we are the Marine Corps. You don't hear about significant legal problems because hopefully we keep those significant legal problems from arising. You know, it's been funny, Michael. A lot of people have asked, well, why can't we just regulate and balance our budget based on regulation of medical marijuana? And I would love nothing more. In fact, I wouldn't mind taking a cut of the regulation for the city attorney's office. But that's just not possible under the law. What we have to do, and in fact what we have done, is to say, look, folks, here's the industry, here's the issue, here's the permit, and here's what we have to do to consider whether to grant or deny a license for medical marijuana. And we can charge a reasonable rate for those services. But that's all we can charge. So people have talked to me, well, why can't we balance the budget based on this? Why can't we bring, you know, laid off employees back because of this? We just cannot do it. What we can do is what we have done, which is propose a fee that I think makes sense. And it's probably actually a little bit of a light pencil in terms of the actual work that we do. But I think it's more than fair.
And when it comes to this concern of potentially limiting too stringently dispensaries, is the real concern that there could be some kind of a costly decision against the city if we were to take that action?
I think that's always a concern, but I think more the concern here is making sure that we do it correctly, that I make sure as city attorney I outline to the policymakers what the options are, what the risks are with those options, and that the policymakers then decide on an appropriate level of risk. I think the risk level, at least it came out of committee, is more than appropriate and remains to be seen what happens at the full council level. So I guess tune in tonight at 7 to find out.
Indeed. I want to ask you a general question, if I may. In terms of the city's finances and in terms of any potential costly legal situations the city might be involved in, with the state of our budget now, if the city is involved in a serious legal matter that may cost millions, where would that money come from?
Well, I'm not going to go too much into detail into the city's insurance situation. Suffice it to say, though, that we are very well positioned. We manage our risk very well in the city and have at least since I've been here, and I think it goes back a number of years now, where we took a look at risk management across the enterprise. So I am not concerned in the least about a medical marijuana lawsuit posing a budgetary problem for the city. I just am not. And you never know, you know, could the other shoe drop in some other context? It can always happen. But we're well positioned if it does, and I just do not see it, Michael, frankly, happening in the medical marijuana context.
And finally, you will be at tonight's city council meeting. Will you be addressing the council?
I imagine they'll have at least as many questions as you had, and I'll try to have at least as many answers.
Excellent. Lansing City Attorney Briggs Smith, he will be attending tonight's Lansing City Council meeting, which will involve a key vote on medical marijuana, on the limitation of dispensaries in the city, and WILS will, of course, be covering that meeting tonight. Thank you for joining me, Brig.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
And we'll be right back with more Capital City Recap. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.